Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to this 80th edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. And for this one, I will be reviewing the satirical comedy drama The Square, and as well as Greg McLean's latest film, the survival adventure drama Jungles. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is The Square, and the plot summary for this film, which I'm reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. Ruben Östlund is a filmmaker who revels in the uncomfortable shadowlands of polite society. In The Square, he turns his eye towards the pretense and performance of the cultural elite, transforming a modern art gallery into a giddy playground of discomforting surrealism and scathing absurdity that will leave you squirming and breathless. Ostentatious and suave, art gallery owner Christian is the very definition of the European effete. On his way to work one morning, where he's about to launch a daring new exhibition, his wallet and mobile phone are stolen in an even more daring pickpocket scheme. But when an attempt at blackmail goes awry, and a marketing stunt for his exhibition goes off the rails, Christian's sense of natural order of things is dangerously destabilized. Now, there were two reasons why I was very much looking forward to The Square at MIFF this year. The first one being that this is the latest film from Ruben Östlund, whose previous film was the 2014 film Force Majeure, which actually did play at MIFF 2014, but I didn't see it at the festival that year since it was going to be released shortly after the festival. But that film was just absolutely terrific, and it actually made my honorable mentions of that year. And it made me also made me an instant fan of his work, and I was very curious to see what his next film would be. And the second reason, of course, is that when the film premiered at the Cannes Film Festival this year, it ended up winning the Palme d'Or at the festival. So it's those two reasons alone why I was very much looking forward to The Square. And having seen the film now, I have to say, not only did I love this more than Force Majeure, this is, without a doubt, my pick as the best film of MIFF 2017. I absolutely loved this film. And to me, it just works in every single way. As both a satire, as a comedy, as a drama, as a character piece. And it just works in so many ways. And out of all the films, I saw a lot of really funny films at MIFF this year, but this one definitely had me on the floor rolling with laughter. This one, so many hilarious moments throughout this film, and I love the fact that not only is this film sort of takes a satirical look at sort of upper and lower class society and the relationship between the two, but it also really sort of pokes fun at art culture and art galleries as well. And the film just does such a great job at sort of doing that, and also sort of doing a satirical look at the media as well. And I thought Ruben Östlund did such a fantastic job with the satirical nature of the film. But to me, what made the film just equally more compelling was the actual kind of main plot of the story, with the character of Christian, who in the film is played by Claes Bang, who is fantastic in the film, and his kind of like his little story, like personal story, with both his wallet and phone being stolen. Like, that entire sort of subplot is really compelling and also quite funny, but also surprisingly tragic as well. And I just thought, and to me, it kind of is the through line throughout the whole film, while all this kind of really funny and absurd situations kind of happened around it. And a lot of the sort of the funny moments kind of feel like little vignettes. Like, if you take out the subplot with the stolen wallet and mobile phone, it feels like sort of like little sketches, like in terms of how the film is plotted, with all these really funny and absurd situations. Like, there's one particular sequence in a dinner scene at the museum that's a fundraiser, and then there's this actor whose name I can't think of at the moment, but he has done sort of a lot of work for motion capture work. He's a motion capture actor who has done work on like the Planet of the Apes reboot films, and as well as Kong Skull Island. And I think his name is Terry Naradi, but I probably butchered his name, so forgive me. That entire sequence is just fantastic because it starts off really funny, then it gets uncomfortable, then it gets surprisingly intense at the end of it. But the whole film is like that. Like the film's tone is kind of goes between this sort of hilarious comedy and also this kind of darker elements as well. But Oslin does a great job at sort of creating that tone really well so that it doesn't feel uneven at all. But it's a really fun and smart film that has a great intelligent script that's full of wit, that's truly original, has some really bizarre moments, and just has some great work and gives some great characters for the actors to play. Like Clelis Bang if does a great job in the lead role as Christian, and also the supporting cast, which also includes Elizabeth Moss and Dominic West, also put in really solid work as well. And to me, this one was a true original, just an absolutely fantastic film that, in my opinion, like I said, is without a doubt the best film I saw at MIFF 2017. If you loved Force Majeure, you're totally going to love this film. And if you love satires, you're definitely going to appreciate this one as well. I'm hoping that this film does come out, at least has an official release this year, because if it does, it is totally making my top 10 films of 2017. If not, it definitely has this. If it doesn't come out this year, it definitely has a spot on my list next year for sure. So if I had to give The Square a rating, it is a definite 5 out of 5. It is a fantastic film that I highly recommend everyone to check out. Now, moving right along to my second film, which just happens to be the second film from director Greg McLean to also play at MIFF this year, which of course is the survival adventure drama Jungle. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the MIFF program guide once again, is as follows. In the early 1980s, 22-year-old Israeli backpacker Yoshi Ginsberg and his two friends, Swiss teacher Marcus Stamm and American photographer Kevin Gale, set off from the Bolivian city of La Paz on what was supposed to be an adventure of a lifetime. Leading the way into the uncharted Amazon was Austrian expat Karl Rubeko, I probably butchered his last name, so forgive me, who had met the friends just days before and claimed to be familiar with the region. But their dream trip soon turned into a wilderness nightmare from which not all of the men returned. Now, I'm a big fan of Greg McLean as a director. I think he's definitely one of the best horror filmmakers working today. So when the fact that he had not one but two films playing at the film festival this year, one being of course the sort of the dark horror satirical film, The Belko Experiment, but the other one of course being this one I'm reviewing, Jungle. And what made me more curious about this film was this one was not a horror film. This was him sort of stepping outside the horror genre for the first time to tackle a film that was more of a sort of an adventure drama. And so I was, in that regard, I was very curious to see how that would turn out. Because I mean, he's done a really good work with the horror films that he's made in the past, but I'm always fascinated when a director kind of just steps out of their comfort zone to try something different. And I have to say, Jungle, what delivered on that front. I thought this film was a really compelling, a really engaging film that I just found quite riveting from beginning to end. And it also kind of shows that Greg McLean can do more than just horror. Like, there are some kind of horror aspects to it, because this film can be incredibly intense at times, but it shows him kind of trying different things as well. And by sort of tackling a film that was more about about survival and sort of finding this character of Yoshi Ginsberg, who in the film is played by Daniel Radcliffe, and his sort of trying to survive when he gets lost in the jungle from his friends. And I thought the film just was a really just told that in a really compelling way. And being that this film is actually based on a true story, it definitely added an authenticity to it as well. And like visually, the film just looks spectacular. Like the shots of the Amazon jungle just look spectacular, and as well as not just Daniel Radcliffe's performance, but the supporting cast that include Australian actors Joel Jackson, Alex Russell, and as well as German actor Thomas Kretschmann all give really strong work with their performances. But to me, at the end of the day, what makes the film work is, of course, Daniel Radcliffe. It's kind of interesting to me, since Daniel Radcliffe broke out in Harry Potter, and once that series finished, him sort of taking on, and so he could have easily been typecast after that series of films, but since then he's been picking really interesting films that sort of challenge him as an actor. And I have to say that Jungle is without a doubt up there as one of his best performances. It's a really emotionally and physically demanding role, and he really gets us inside to the mindset of the character of Yoshi and what he's going through when he gets lost, and especially the psychological aspects as well. Because once he gets lost, we kind of see him as he tries to find a way to get out of the jungle, but also kind of the fact that he's going for days and weeks without not that much water or food, and how it messes with him both on a physical and emotional and psychological level as well. And I think Greg McLean did such a really good job taking a look at that in this film, and because there's actually a couple of really really well done sort of hallucination sequences in this film that kind of really sort of get us into the mindset of the character Yoshi. And also, and even Greg McLean even brings some kind of horror elements to it as well. Like I said, there are some incredibly intense sequences in this film as well, of sort of what happens to Yoshi while he's in the jungle. And also some of the action set pieces as well. There's this sort of white water rafting sequence that I just thought was incredibly intense and really well done. And it's just a really well-made survival film. I wouldn't say it's up there as one of the best ones, but it's still a really compelling one that is also, I think, a lot of audience members will get a lot out. Because it, besides being really compelling and really intense, it's also quite entertaining as well. And it also, in a lot of ways, works as a crowd pleaser as well. And it's just really well done, and it definitely kind of shows that, you know, Greg McLean, while he's an incredibly talented horror filmmaker, he can make other stuff as well that's just equally as compelling as well. And I'm really curious to see more films in the future from him, which he tackles different genres as well, because he just does such a really good job. Because he did a really good job with that with this film, by creating a film that works as a survival film, an adventure film, and as a drama. And it's just a really good film that I definitely recommend everyone check out. It's pretty damn good. So if I had to give Jungle a rating, I give it a 4 out of 5. It is great stuff. And of course, it's also Daniel Radcliffe is just fantastic in it as well. So it's definitely worth just to see his performance in it as well. So, yep, that's the end of this 18th edition of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout very soon for my 19th edition, in which I will be reviewing the Australian science fiction film Other Life, and as well as the dark coming-of-age horror thriller drama that takes us inside into the early years of notorious serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer with my friend Dahmer. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys then. See you guys. Bye.